against the counterpoints. Like, if I'm going to debate against something, I want to know both sides. I wanted to know, why are people saying it's condensation trails, not chemtrails? But one of the reasons why it's a persistent belief, and the reason I talk about it, is the same reason I talk about climate change. Because these are parallel belief systems. They need you to believe in climate change. If you won't believe that, they need you to believe in geoengineering. They need you to believe that man is destroying Gaia. Bobby says he loses it on that one. He doesn't know any pilots. No, my brother's a pilot. And I actually joked with him about it. I'm like, hey, you guys have a little button you push to turn on the chemtrails, right? Moody Bug says, you don't get out much, do you? I don't want it to be true. Look, I get this a lot. They say, oh, you never look up. Or you're not seeing it. You can't see it. This is the emperor's new clothes. Oh, you're just not sophisticated enough. You can't see those fine robes up there. No, I'm telling you. I look up. I record the sky. I take pictures. I think condensation trails are beautiful. It's like sky writing. It's like watercolor in the sky. They're painting with snow, with ice crystals. I see nothing wrong with it. And not only have I observed these things, but I've studied both sides and you haven't. So you're trying to come to me with half the information I have and tell me that I'm wrong. And then you're trying to say that I haven't looked, which is just ad hominem. I'm saying that you haven't looked at the research on condensation trails. I can say that factually. You can't prove that I've never looked at the sky. I would bet money. So look, I live next to an international airport, next to Kirtland Air Force Base. I have family that are pilots. I have studied this phenomenon. You have not studied both sides. But if you want to debate about it, Moody Bug says, my husband and I are outside at all hours. Okay, so you and your husband are asking, what are they spraying? And that's the loaded question that gets everybody started. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that hot jet exhaust in cold, rarefied air at high altitudes would have any effect? You ever taken a pot of boiling water and thrown it outside in freezing temperature? Bobby says, don't get...